Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Did you vote by mail in the last election? Vote early. Well, that could change after tomorrow. During the pandemic, the legislature authorized no-excuse mail-in voting, expanded early voting hours, and expanded early voting locations. Those changes expire tomorrow, and it appears that the legislature will not extend or preserve them. With the pandemic still upon us and a half a dozen communities with local elections in the next few months, the state's top election official not happy about it. Joining us on the line now, Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin. Secretary Galvin, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be with you.
So no excuse mail-in goes away. Expanded early voting goes away. You are frustrated about it. Why?
Well, because everyone says they're for it. And we've had a tremendous success with this in Massachusetts, not just at the three elections we held in 2020, the presidential election, the presidential primary, and our regular state primary. We had record turnouts in all three of them, helped by that. But we've also seen it used very effectively at local municipal elections in 2020 and throughout this year in 2021, including today, where we have a special election for the state Senate going on in a number of communities of Boston and north of Boston, which all have used it effectively. It's been used by Democrats and Republicans. So if everyone's for it and it's worked very well, why is it ending? That's my problem.
So a couple of follow-up questions. You just mentioned the special election, the primary, what's going on today, some of the communities affected there, Winthrop, Revere, parts of Boston and Cambridge. Then there are upcoming elections, Norwood, Concord, Wellesley, Duxbury in January. The primary today, does that mean people may have voted in some way for the primary election today for the 1st Suffolk and Middlesex districts, and they couldn't vote that same way for the general election
Absolutely
in January?
Correct. Thousands, in fact,
and how
in all those communities.
How confusing will that be? Well, I mean, who's most likely to be disenfranchised?
The issue will there be a contested election? There is no, at the current time, there is no Republican candidate scheduled to appear on the final ballot. And that's been used by those who are trying to suggest, well, this isn't a very big deal. But it could well be by the end of today, there will be a Republican candidate. There was an effort by a Republican to get enough signatures. He failed, but he didn't fail by that much. He may choose to try to get Republican write-ins today. There could be other possibilities on that front. That illustrates the problem, but the problem is bigger than that. For instance, on January 4th, Norwood has three candidates running to fill a select person position on the board of the select board. Other communities, I think the one that struck me the most, in the town of Belchertown, there's a recall of two school committee members over the issue of potential vaccine mandates. Now, Belchertown is not a very large town. It is a significantly sized town. But the point is many people who may be concerned about going out to vote in person, legitimately or not, maybe they have issues that they're personally concerned about, they will not have the opportunity to vote by mail. They can try to construct an argument that they are an absentee voter. But this is, this is ridiculous. Everyone says they're for it. It's worked well. And I think what's particularly galling to me is, you know, we see what's going on nationally and around the country, the obvious and relentless effort to restrict the rights of voters for partisan reasons. We should be leading in the opposite direction, not quibbling over, well, I sent it here and they sent it over to us and we sent it back to them. And I want to say the state Senate has tried several times. I want to be very clear about that. Senator Cindy Cream in particular has been very aggressive on this, extending it. But the fact of the matter is we sit here today and the Senate bill, which was passed with a number of provisions beyond simply the ones we've been speaking about, is not being considered, but was not considered by the House.
So, Secretary, I'm sorry, I need to have you take a break so I can catch listeners up on a few things as we go through. So first, to backtrack, Concord, Wellesley, Duxbury, their elections are February, March. The Norwood election, January 3rd. And we'll see if we can get the date on the Belchertown election that you're telling us.
I believe it's the
24th. Yep, January 24th. And now what you've moved into is the conversation about what's happening in the legislature, where the House in June, in a essentially a budget bill, had taken some of this up. Then the Senate Senate passed its own legislation in October. The two chambers have not been able to put that together and put something together and pass it going forward after tomorrow. And I do want to play you a little bit of sound from the Speaker, Ron Mariano, who was asked about why the legislature appears to be letting these things expire on WCVB's On the Record Sunday. Here he is. That'd be ELX1. Okay, we don't have that sound. I'll just go on. He said we haven't debated those other things in the Senate bill. To your point, this is a back and forth. Everybody wants it. Why not the legislature do something to just project to extend the measures 2 or 3 months in order to cover these short-term elections?
Well, I proposed it. That's exactly what I proposed. In fact, I proposed to extend to June 30th. The legislature's deadline for action in an election year by their own rules is July. So they would end their session in July of 2022. So I said, well, let's go to June 30th, which also tends to be the end of the municipal election cycle that begins in March. These are mostly town elections. And nothing's happened. I mean, that's... It has happened a couple of times before, that is to say they've extended it previously, but they have not done it.
All right. So
the reality is it expires. We've got to do something about it. And the simplest action is the one you just proposed and what I propose, which is to extend the existing situation as we have it, nothing more, but nothing less. And that hasn't happened.
So I do want to ask you one other thing before we let you go. You made reference to a pattern that we are seeing around the country of state legislatures taking over elections processes, shifting oversight, more control to legislatures, which are more partisan bodies. An ABC News analysis over the summer found at least 8 states have done so recently, including Arizona and Georgia. I want to ask you, from where you sit, would such moves be possible in Massachusetts?
Well, when you say changes, I don't think we're going to see the type of the dramatic changes. I think that would be honest to say that we would. We have seen on a very small level some degree of change, though, like that. We have the legislature changing the process by which local communities drew their wards and precincts. The reason being they wanted to have an influence on it in terms of the drawing of legislative districts. So you can see that occur. I oppose that, and we're still working through the mess that was made by it. But the fact of the matter is what's going on in other parts of the country is far more sinister. I think here we just have an inability to have an adult conversation about something that's very important. And I think it's the issue of priority. I think voters need to tell their legislators straight up, this is a priority. This is about the right to vote. And we shouldn't be making it, even if it's legitimate, well-intentioned disagreement between people, which will give them the benefit of the doubt, it's no excuse for not having an option to voters for these important offices and significant offices at the local level.
And Secretary, we are talking elections in 2022. Have you made your decision? Do you plan to run for re-election?
Well, I'm going to answer you the same way I've answered everybody else. First of all, I'm kind of busy. I'm running an election today. secondly, I enjoy what I do, and I think I do it as well as I can. And I'm pleased with the results we saw in 2022. So I want to get these reforms passed, and I don't want it to be perceived as, well, he's simply doing that for this. I'm obviously very interested in making sure the elections in Massachusetts continue to run well in 2022 and beyond.
Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin, always good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Lisa Kaczynski is author of Politico's Massachusetts Playbook. She was listening to that conversation, joins us now. Lisa, welcome back to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first, just quick reactions to what you heard from the secretary.
This is what we've been hearing for a while. The secretary is frustrated. Voting rights groups are frustrated that the legislature isn't even doing this temporary extension that he said, and is just, they're poised to let this expire tomorrow. And the secretary has been saying repeatedly and warning repeatedly about these municipal elections that are coming up. And, if there is a Republican that emerges in that special state Senate election, that this could make a difference and be very confusing for voters.
So I want to be clear that we have reached out to the chairs of the legislature's Joint Committee on Election Laws for comment. Neither responded. Secretary Galvin obviously has his opinions on why the legislature hasn't acted. What have you heard? Why are we going to see this stuff expire tomorrow?
There hasn't been a lot of push this fall, especially in the run-up to the end of formal session right before Thanksgiving. This isn't an issue that's been at the forefront, which is interesting because House and Senate leadership, particularly House Speaker Ron Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka, they've both expressed support for this quite publicly. The House Speaker had said that again just on WCVB's On the Record this past weekend. But they are trying to accomplish this in two different ways. You know, as you had mentioned earlier, the House passed a provision in a supplemental budget bill, the Senate passed the Votes Act, and there just hasn't seemed to be a lot of urgency in trying to, get to a compromise, between these two chambers. And something to remember, too, is that both of the bills that they're proposing don't cover a lot of municipal elections, particularly the off-year ones. So maybe that's something that has to do with, the urgency of some of the elections that the Secretary of State talked about maybe aren't in the purview of the bills that are currently sitting on Beacon Hill.
So given those, given that we know what's likely to happen tomorrow, sometime in the future, next year, do you see the legislature bringing, no excuse vote by mail and extended early voting back in some form?
I do. The Votes Act had passed through the Senate, which is the bill that would, move this forward. That passed the Senate, 36-3, with the Republicans voting against it. And there are a lot of people who have signed on to that in the House as well, at least the initial bill. And there is a lot of appetite on Beacon Hill to do something about this, to keep this. Lawmakers, particularly Democratic lawmakers, Republicans have, voiced opposition to this for myriad reasons. But there is a lot of support among Democratic lawmakers who saw this as successful and saw this as a way to maybe encourage some voter participation. It's just a matter of time until they, really get to work hashing out the details and the differences between their proposals.
All right. That is Lisa Kaczynski, political reporter and author of the Massachusetts Playbook. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.